Give a dog a bone, yo. Don't give him nothing but a microphone
to make you dance until there's no one left.
Cause you a customer.
Hey, hey, we are back. Rocking and rolling. Getting it done here. All right. As I indicated, we have two great guests. Warren Wilson. I can't say former, man. So, great basketball player. Because he said, hey, once you're a great basketball player, you're always a great basketball player. And Robert Rock Robinson, big-time golfer to my left. We need to go back to Firestone, huh? Or I need to take you to Firestone, South Course.
Whatever suits your fancy.
All right, so you're back in the game. You're back in the game, so... We're going to transition.
But be advised, I'm playing well right now. So
you are playing well. So I'm glad you gave me that warning. I have to pick my game up.
Yep.
Pick my game up. I don't play for money, Rod. So.
Neither do I. It don't matter.
I just want to make sure I put it out there, man.
We can get on the radio and just,
play for lunch.
Yeah, maybe lunch or something. Yeah. Or your favorite.
Put something on the table.
Your favorite beverage. I know what my favorite beverage is, so. Yeah, we can do that. All right, so NFL, fellas. NFL, it's football time. It is football time. Just about every team, I think every team, has been in training camp for about a week now. So we're going to start things off with our boys at Black and Gold. Warren, you like the Steelers, right?
I love the Steelers.
I just want to make sure, because if you would have said anything else, I would have kicked you out anyway. So, yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. No, it's not messed up, man. I'm trying to do the right thing.
You're right, man.
So, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, you know, one weekend, and there are some injuries that's going on. And, you know, it's a lot of the same people. And I say this all the time, Rock. No matter what sport it is, it's the same old people. If we're talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates, who's going to get hurt for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rock?
Josh Harrison.
And who else? Cervelli? Cervelli? Polanco?
Yep.
It's the same people.
Same people.
You know, for Houston basketball, who's going to get hurt? Warren? Houston Rockets. Who's going to get hurt? Number one person.
The guard. Oh,
okay.
Chris Paul, right?
Yeah, Chris Paul.
I mean, you just know going in. So let's talk about these injuries going on. Sure. And I'm going to start on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay.
And we need this guy, tight end, Vance McDonald. And, you know, some of these I can't really tell you exactly what they did. But, yeah, he's injured. It's, you know, Tomlin said it shouldn't be anything significant. So we'll see. I actually looked on the Steelers website, and they haven't provided an injury report yet.
Oh, wow.
So the information I'm giving you is just the information that I have.
Okay.
Just by following the team. So Vance McDonald is hurt. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster is hurt. And then a big one, starting left guard Ramon Foster, who's in the final year on his contract. A lot of people talk about Le'Veon Bell, but Ramon Foster is a big piece to that offensive line. And he was actually carted off the field a few days ago. And a lot of people were concerned that it would be something pretty major, but it actually turned out that he has a hyperextended right knee injury and a bone bruise. So he's only expected to be out a month. Good thing, you know, from a depth standpoint, mm-hmm. that we have some good players coming up behind him. So we have B.J. Finney, who replaces Ramon right now. You know, he's working with the first team. And he's actually a good replacement, Rock. You know, B.J., he started 7 games over the last 2 years. And the Steelers are 7-0. In those 7 games.
He was playing on the opposite side of Ramon, right?
Well, I believe they moved him around, if I'm not mistaken. But even last year, Chris Hubbard was a backup and played significant time as well. And he's no longer with the team. He's with Cleveland because Cleveland picked him up for probably about $35 million, if I'm not mistaken. So
for how many years?
I'm not sure how many years Chris Hubbard actually received. But I could tell you one thing. Mike Munchak deserves a lot of credit for developing these offensive linemen. He's developing these offensive linemen to the point where if you're not going to be a starter in Pittsburgh, you could go somewhere else and make money. And that's what Chris Hubbard was able to do. So right now, just to backfill Ramon Foster until he comes back healthy, and hopefully he'll be healthy before the start of the season. But I mentioned B.J. Finney, and I also need to mention Matt Feller, who was an undrafted free agent, and I believe he's in his second year. He was on the practice squad last year, and they're using him very similar to the way they use Chris Hubbard. So they have him playing guard, tackle, and center, so all the positions on the offensive line. So I know that's something that the Steelers definitely value, position versatility. So you could stick around a long time if you could play multiple positions, and more especially as a backup, because you're very valuable to the team. So keep in mind as well from a depth standpoint.
Hey, did Pouncey get hurt yet?
No.
He's due.
Hopefully he won't. He did real good last year. So we need to keep our fingers crossed there. Don't ask me that question again, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Pouncey is too important, man.
He is, but he's one of those you can set your clock by almost that he'll – go down at some point.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll be beyond that. So keep in mind from an offensive line standpoint too, a lot of people forget Gerard Hawkins actually went down during OTAs to a season ending quad injury. And now there's two rookies that's backfilling the backup tackle position. And there's Chukwuma Okafor, who was a third-round draft pick, and also Jake Rogers, who was a practice squad player last year. So they're competing for that backup tackle position. But that's one area where we definitely need people healthy because everyone has to be on the same page. And we have Big Ben back there, and Big Ben was sacked less than – most quarterbacks last year. I think there might have been only one other quarterback that had less sacks than Ben had. So we need to keep Ben healthy. So the offensive line is very important. And also, just from an offensive standpoint as well, Eli Rogers is back. I'm not sure if a lot of people realize that.
Is he the kick returner?
He does some punt returns, but he's mainly the slot guy, the wide receiver. And he actually tore his ACL during the playoff game in Jacksonville. So he got a one-year deal. And we'll see if he makes the team because it's very competitive with that wide receiver core. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later on as well because the NFL actually came out and rated not just the wide receivers, but they call them the triplets, the quarterback, the running back, and the wide receiver. Who has the best triplet?
Oh, still is by far.
In the NFL. Well, there's a lot of other good teams as well, but we'll see. Also, you know, when we talk wide receivers, we're talking Justin Hunter. Wide receiver signed a one-year deal back in April, so he's trying to make the team as well, and he's a big guy. I think, Warren, he might be somewhere in the neighborhood of 6'4", 6'5".
Okay.
So we could really use him in the red zone. So it's going to come down to Justin Hunter or Eli Rogers. So it should be very interesting, and keep in mind that we picked up James Washington, I believe, in the second round of the draft as well, out of Oklahoma. So he's also part of that wide receiver core. So
are we looking to get Dez Bryant?
I wanted to bring that up. What do you think?
He's a talent. he's a talent. As memory serves me, I think he played for University of Pittsburgh. Is that right?
No. No, he didn't.
Who was I thinking of?
I'm not sure. Not Larry Fitzgerald.
No. I thought Dez Bryant may have played for Pitt.
No.
You would know that, I'm sure.
Right. I'm not sure who he played for. I could look it up, but I could tell you it wasn't Pitt.
But I like Dez
Bryant. Unless it was Pitt Johnstown.
No. No. I like Dez Bryant. I don't know how he would fit in with the core that we have. But
And he just turned a 3-year offer down from Baltimore because he said he only wants a 1-year deal. He wants a 1-year deal where he could prove himself and then go back out there on the market.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. But it's dangerous, but that's having confidence in yourself as well. To say, hey, you know, I don't want you all to get me, you know, when my marketability is down. You know, I want to hit the market when my marketability is up. So let me get a 1-year deal and let me do my thing and then go back out there. And really, when you think about it, it's really a win-win proposition, because if I'm a team GM or owner, I'll say, hey, I like that. You know, it's a win-win. He's going to come in highly motivated,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to try to produce.
Mm-hmm.
But is he a good fit for the black and gold, the Pittsburgh Steelers? I'm not sure. And, you know, AB, he actually put it out there.
I know. I heard that.
On Twitter, he put it out there. He told Dez, hey, come play with me. Did you hear about that, Warren?
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a few days ago. So I'm not sure how the Rooneys or the coaching staff felt about that, but it would be pretty interesting.
Well, you know how they felt about it. He's not a Steeler.
Well, hey, you know, moves are made throughout the year, so you never know. And, you know, we talked about injuries, and as I read the injuries, we have a couple wide receivers, at least one anyway. Eli Rogers, you don't know what's going to happen with him. And there might be other injuries where he might be able to come on board as well. So we'll see. And then on the defense, the defensive side of the ball, when we talk about injuries, cornerback Artie Burns has an undisclosed injury. He didn't finish practice on Monday, but he was seen with an ice pack on his leg. So I assume it's some type of leg injury. Hopefully it's not serious.
Right.
He's a cornerback. So out of all people, you know, he needs his legs. And then just sticking in the secondary, Sean Davis is also hurt. So exactly what the injury is, I don't have that information because, again, the Steelers didn't put that information on the website. But I know he's out because of an injury. And also the safety Morgan Burnett that we picked up from the Packers, he just came back for individual drills on Monday. So hopefully by the time they resumed practice on Wednesday, by the time this show airs, hopefully he would have had a full practice and he would be good to go. And the last one is linebacker T.J. Watt. So he missed time as well with the injury. But, you know, one of the things about that defense, man, we need to make sure that defense is improved from 2017. And I'll just listen to your take, Rod, based on everything I said, and Warren, if you could chime in to let me know what you think.
Go ahead, Warren.
I'm gonna throw it back to you.
Okay. I think that Steelers defense, if they don't improve, they'll suffer the same fate they did last year. Teams that can throw the ball, it tear them up. If they don't get that pass rush. But what is not spoken is, who's replacing Shazier?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the person in the center of that defense that just wreak havoc? It can't be blocked. who can quarterback that defense. See, that's a missing piece. That if that's what Still was always strived on, always going back, always back to Jack Lambert, Ham, and all them guys. You had somebody who was just a disruptor from the linebacker side. So you didn't touch on that.
Well,
with all your analysis,
I didn't want to dominate the mic.
As Bill would say, you usually do. So go ahead.
You know, I want to hear your input as well. Well, you know, the Steelers picked up a guy named John Bostic, who played for the Colts. We'll see how well he does there. They wanted to pick someone.
What, he weigh about 225 or something like that and kind of lighten the pants?
Well, Shazier wasn't a big guy either.
He had a big heart, though.
Exactly. I mean, if you get the job done, you get the job done.
Well, that's valid.
And, you know, the Steelers lost their best defensive player, and that is very hard to replace. And, you know, it's going to be difficult again. It's going to be difficult. You know, I'm going to be very objective about it. Hopefully the defense as a whole would be a lot better. Now, there's a few guys that will have the opportunity to have a full camp with the Steelers. Now, I mentioned John Bostic. Also, I mentioned safety Morgan Burnett, and also cornerback Joe Hayden. Those are three veterans that, for the first time, will have a full camp with the Steelers. Now, Joe Hayden was on the team last year, but keep in mind, he didn't come until the start of the regular season.
Yeah, but he's just a stud, though.
He is a stud. I like Joe Hayden.
Yeah.
But you have to have a cohesive unit in that secondary.
I know.
And Sean Davis was moved as a result of Morgan Burnett coming in. So he moved positions. He's now the free safety, if I'm not mistaken. So hopefully by having all these guys in camp, that would provide an opportunity to get better. Someone else I didn't mention as well, Rock, is Mike Hilton.
Yeah.
Mike Hilton, number 41. He had a big preseason last year. He was on the bubble, and he made, as Mike Tomlin would say, and a lot of people don't like him saying this, but splash plays, right? He made a lot of splash plays last year, and he contributed a whole lot to the team, and he made the team, and he was there all year. So hopefully he could take what he did last year and be even better, and we'll have a better defense because – no one is really questioning what we have on offense, right?
Right.
It's all about how good will the defense be. So, Warren, we haven't heard from you, man. What do you think?
Well, like he said, defense is key, and that's what we're known for. I'm hoping. I really don't know how you can say we got offense just hammered down, though. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, you know, Ben is you know, starting to fade a little bit, in my opinion.
He had his best year ever last year. So how could you say he's fading when he had the best year ever last year?
You think he's going to continue that?
I do think he's going to continue that. Ben came into camp in the best shape ever.
Okay.
He's committed. He has some fire up under his butt because we went out and got a quarterback.
Yeah, but he got KT tape all over him.
That's all right. Tiger Woods had KT tape on him during the Open Championship and did quite well. So, hey, do what you got to do.
I mean, then also, part of the triplets. I mean, he had, you know, AB and Le'Veon. I mean, that's helping them too.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So,
sure.
What is the latest on Bell, by the way? I don't know.
He's chilling, man. He's at home. He's chilling. He's not coming in until probably the Monday, you know, of a regular season. I don't blame him. He had a successful year last year by doing the same thing. People said he started slow. But who plays in the preseason anyway? right?
Right.
Aaron Donald did the same thing. Aaron Donald is not in camp. Aaron Donald won the Defensive Player of the Year last year. He didn't come until the Friday before the first game of the year. Le'Veon Bell is just one of the most fit athletes that I could recall. So you don't worry about a Le'Veon Bell. Mm. When he shows up, he's going to bring the heat.
Mm. Well, why don't all the teams?
So he really ain't chilling, right, so to speak, right now anyway. He's working on his game on his own.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I admire that.
I mean, chilling, you know, I'm right. saying he's laying low.
Laying low.
Doing what he got to do to get ready.
Exactly.
Well, what you got, Rock? You want to say something over there?
Yeah, I do. My opinion is if you're on the team and the team has preseason, I think you should be there. Even if you're there chilling.
Okay.
I think you should be there to be a part of the team because there's some things that go along with being a team, like camaraderie.
Right.
Knowing where who's going to be what. I mean, because if you get these new linemen, and the way Bell runs, he stays there and he just waits. He's just standing there until a hole opens up, then he goes.
So why isn't it his fault? I mean, why is it his fault? Right? If he needs to be there, they should have paid him.
Is that why he's not there?
That's why he's not there.
Because they're not paying him.
Because they're not paying him what he feels he should get paid.
How much do you think he should get paid?
Well, it's not me.
Right.
It's not me. It's him. I'm asking you.
I don't think
he should get paid what he's looking for, but I appreciate him feeling that he should get paid that way.
As okay? a receiver and a running back.
As a receiver, running back, blocker, and everything. Le'Veon Bell is a beast. But I understand there's a salary cap, and you just can't blow your salary cap on one individual. And it really came down to guaranteed money from what I understood. Okay, how much guaranteed money, I really can't say, but I was disappointed that things did not work out. But I'm not going to blame him for not being at training camp because as of today, he doesn't have a deal. He didn't sign that franchise contract
yet. So you're saying if he signed the deal, then you would expect him to be
there? Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
And he'll be ready to go when it's time for him to play.
How much longer are we talking here?
Well, the Monday before regular season. That's okay. When you're going to see 2-6 walk through the door and say, I'm here and I'm ready. And he will be ready. I have so much confidence in Le'Veon Bell. And I just think so much, you know, of him. But at the same time, I wouldn't have paid him because I think it's way too much, and you know he's the best running back in football, but there's a selling for everybody.
For everybody
is what it comes down to. Right. Now, something else I do want to talk about, and I was very disappointed, and let me just preface this comment by saying I'm one of the biggest Mike Tomlin fans around, okay? I come to Mike Tomlin's defense every opportunity I get. But again, I feel I'm very objective. And last week, the big guy, Art Rooney, delivered a message to the team, don't look ahead. All right? Don't look ahead. And that's one of the problems the Steelers had last year, talking about we're going to play two games against New England. And already talking about who they're going to win to play New England, and it never happened. Okay? So when you get someone like Art Rooney that has to deliver that message, I think that's a problem. That's a problem for Mike Tomlin. That message should not be coming from Art Rooney. That message should be coming from Mike Tomlin. First of all,
How can it come from Mike Tomlin when it's he who is looking ahead?
That's where I was going. First of all, he has to practice that.
Yeah.
And then he has to communicate it to the team. So I had a problem with Art. I mean, I appreciate Art Rooney saying it because it needed to be said. And I've been saying it all along. But that has to come from Mike Tomlin. You cannot look ahead. I don't care what sport you're in. That's when you lose your focus. and you do not prepare the way you should prepare when you're looking ahead. What do you think, Rock?
I think you're right, but I thought you were going to say you were more disappointed about what James Harrison said about comparing him with Belichick.
I don't have a problem with that whatsoever, and I'm glad you brought that up, because people took something small and made it big.
That's right.
If you're saying that Mike Tomlin is the second best coach in the league, how could you get mad at that? How? Which, me personally, I feel he's the best because I don't like cheaters, and Belichick is a cheater. So I disqualify him right away. So yeah. Mike Tomlin, that's my boy. But I can sit up here and criticize him when he does stupid stuff. And he did some stupid stuff last year. Even some of the play calling. But I still, he's my number one coach. But I'm going to call him out when I see things that occur that should not be in, you know, that should not occur. And that's basically what it comes down to, Rob. More?
Hindsight's 2020. I guess, you know, it's easy for us to say that with anything. A lot of guys can think we can go out there and golf as good as Rock or, you know, or you or yourself or play ball or whatever. But coaching is not easy.
No, it's by not. By any means. You're going to make it worse. By coming out and saying stuff you should not be saying, he really contradicted himself. I mean, don't you remember the video after one of the playoff games a couple years ago when AB was face streaming live?
Who can forget
I should say Facebooking live, right?
Yeah.
And everything Mike Tomlin was saying was caught live on Facebook. Stuff that was supposed to be kept in-house.
Yeah.
And then Tomlin turns around the next year.
Was that after the time that he inadvertently tripped a player who was going in for a touchdown?
No, you're talking about years back. You're talking about years. He just lost his place on the field, Rob. He just lost his place on the field. But
things happen.
You know, Tomlin comes back the next year, and pretty much, if you ask me, he does the same thing. He puts stuff that should have been. I don't have a problem with you saying that in-house. If I'm the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'll go in that locker room at any time saying, in a different way, though, I would say, we need to play these guys. Mm-hmm. So let's stay focused. We need two games with these guys. I'm not going to tell my team that we will play them two times. But I'm going to say, you know, if we keep winning, there's a chance that we could play these guys again.
Yeah.
But we can't get ahead of ourselves. You say that in a locker room. But you don't just directly come out and say there's going to be two games against New England. You know, he basically did the same thing that AB did. So, yeah. Again, it's sad when the owner, Art Rooney, has to come out and say things that the head coach should say. So, hopefully, this will be a learning experience for Tomlin.
Yeah.
So, we're coming up, too, fellas, on the Steelers' first preseason game. August 9th against the world champions. Who would have thought that I would say that? The world champions.
Philadelphia. Huh?
Philadelphia Eagles. In Philly on August 9th. I'm sure the Philly fans are fired up about that. Matter of fact, let me just hear from a football standpoint. Who's the worst fans in football, Warren?
I'm going to say Philly.
Philly?
Yeah.
Rock?
I don't judge other fans. I look at Pittsburgh's fans as being the best. I can't say they're the worst. They're rooting for their home team. They're fanatics.
But when you boo Santa Claus and you throw things on the field.
You don't think we ever did that?
No, not at all.
We haven't thrown things on the field.
I don't remember seeing it.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I'm not going to let you off the hook, man. we're going to talk about this on the opposite side, all right? And we're going to talk about...
I thought we were going to talk about some LeBron.
We're going to talk about LeBron, and we're going to talk about my girl Serena Williams. Because
I don't like preseason.
There's some people messing with Serena, and I don't like that, man. I kind of take it personally.
Yeah, me too.
So we need to talk about that.
Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.